WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a deadly nor'easter that unleashed torrential rains and strong winds up and down the East Coast. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Rough surf and powerful winds to millions in the east.
We hunkered down, took all the chairs in, sailed around the doors.
All of New Jersey and parts of southern New York under states of emergency as relentless northeast winds force ocean water onshore, flooding coastal communities.
A New York City woman was killed by a solar panel that blew off a carport. A Coast Guard helicopter hoisted a man to safety from choppy waters off Cape Cod. One person was killed, two missing in Alaska. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The remnants of Typhoon Halong walloped the coast of Alaska, at least in the southwestern section of the state. In some places, the storm surge was so large, it beat the old record by 2 feet.
More than 50 people were rescued, some plucked from rooftops. Israel says it has now identified the bodies of 4 dead hostages returned yesterday following the release of the last 20 surviving hostages. One of the deceased was Israeli, a second from Nepal. The IDF says families of the 2 others don't want their names revealed yet. As for what's next in the peace process, correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
In Egypt Monday, the president signed a peace and security declaration with the heads of Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey and held a summit with dozens of world leaders.
The rebuilding is maybe going to be the easiest part. I think we've done a lot of the hardest part.
But questions remain on a number of issues, including whether Hamas will disarm, who pays for the reconstruction of Gaza, which experts say could cost $53 billion.
More government services in the U.S. are slowing down as the shutdown moves into its 14th day. Virginia's Democratic Congressman Eugene Vindman is blasting last Friday's layoffs.
Obviously, the RIFs are illegal, and you know, the unions and others will get involved, and there will be accountability for all of the illegal activity from this administration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson insists ending the stalemate is up to Democrats. A tit-for-tariff spat is heating up again as the Trump administration begins charging Chinese ships to dock at U.S. ports. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The goal is to lessen China's dominance of commercial shipbuilding and give America's shipbuilding industry a better chance. China has threatened to retaliate by slapping fees on American ships when they dock in China. This latest battle in the trade war comes a week after President Trump threatened an additional 100% tariffs on Chinese imports, after China announced tougher restrictions on rare earth minerals needed for semiconductors and fighter jets.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. September home sales tell 2 different stories in Racine and Kenosha. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County home sales went down nearly 7% from last year. Kenosha County saw a big jump of almost 40%. Even with the shifts, Racine sold more homes overall with 201 sales compared to Kenosha's 180. Listings tell a different tale. Racine added a few more homes on the market, up nearly 3%, but Kenosha's available homes dropped by about 8%. Realtors say there's still a supply crunch that is making homes more expensive for everyone. And the warning went out yesterday for anyone with backyard chickens in Racine County. The bird flu has shown up in a local flock, and state agriculture officials say the birds had to be euthanized to stop the virus from spreading. The H5N1 strain is highly contagious and deadly to birds. Farmers and those with chickens are urged to step up cleaning and follow safety rules. The state also wants owners to check their location on their bird flu map and report any signs of illness fast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the 6th, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll
oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Five Serve Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny at a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. It's 57 at our studios.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, ah! Yay, bacon! You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turned it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka!
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet Clarissa. Don and Phil Everly, Bye Bye Love. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this. What is today? Tuesday morning. Oh, the Brewers couldn't seal the deal last night, but there's plenty of time left. They're down 1-0 in the best of 7 National League Championship Series. Tonight, another game on WRJN. You can tune on at 6:30 for the pregame, 7:08 first pitch. You'll hear the game right here at WRJN, all right? Partly sunny today with a high near 65, cloudy. A shower likely tonight, mainly after 3 a.m., lows around 54. And a chance of showers tomorrow with a high near 61. Clear, 56 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Coming up a little later on this morning, in about 1 hour from now, we're going to be talking to Stacey Bartsch. She is the Vice President of Brand Experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. Now, if you're living in Racine, maybe you never heard of the Betty Brin Center. I have. It's a wonderful children's museum. We're going to talk about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning here at WRJN. But in the meantime, look at this. 7 little girls sitting in the back seat. Here's Paul Evans at WRJN.
7 little girls sitting in the back seat, hugging and kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the 7 girls said.
All together now, 1, 2, 3. Keep your mind on your drive and keep your hands on the wheel. Keep your snoopy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, kissing and a hugging with Fred.
That I could be like Fred.
Paul Evans, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 6:13 on a Tuesday morning. Good to have you on board with us today. I think I've seen this costume before. It's a do-it-yourself costume, DIY costume, do-it-yourself costume. It's going viral online. Claims to be the perfect solution if you as a parent want to go trick-or-treating with your kids and hand out candy for the first time. Basically, it turns you into a mobile human candy bowl. I think it surrounds you. It's like a giant trough that surrounds you and your head pops out of the middle. And you've got candy all around you. You're basically a human candy bowl. I haven't decided this year what I'm going to do. Normally, I let them come up the porch and they, knock on the door or whatever. Or I see them, actually. When they come in, I give them the candy. I'm nervous this year. I always get nervous of the little kids climbing onto the porch and then climbing down because they're wearing the costumes. So I'm thinking of just setting up a chair at the bottom of the steps and just sitting there for 2 hours because, I don't know, I get nervous when these kids, they're wearing these costumes and some of them are long. I don't want them flying down the porch steps. So I think what I'm going to do is just sit there and hand out the candy this year. I think that's my plan of attack. I haven't solidified the plan, but I'm pretty sure that's it. And we're giving out good candy this year. And we give out good candy every year. But this year, we're not going with any chocolates. We're going with the Welch's fruit gummies, like, and they're really good. And last year, I gave kids a choice if they wanted the Three Musketeers bars or the Welch's fruit gummies, and they all chose the gummies. So that's what the Rosens are giving out this year. 6:14, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 65 right now. Got a clear sky, 56 degrees here at Radio Park. Right now I got Stephen Hardaway, a.k.a. Stevie Wonder, Uptight at WRJN. Watching the movie in bits and pieces that was on Turner Classic Movies. It's called Uptight. It's a remake of The Informer. I still don't know how they made this movie. It was made in the movie. They refer to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination because that's what the movie's based upon. The riots that took place and the revolution that took place after that. But yet the movie came out December of that year and it's got a slew of big stars in this movie. I don't know how they did it. Because in order to, it was in April of 1968, the movie came out in December of 68. How did they write, produce, get all these stars together, and get the movie out a few months later? So I'm watching, it was on, was a premiere on Turner Classic Movies a couple of weeks ago, and I'm just watching it now. It's a good movie. A lot of big stars, you know, Calvin, I can't think of his name all of a sudden. I'll think of it in just a second. Ruby Dee is in the film. Oh, man. Think of the guy I'm thinking of. All right, we'll look it up later. Anyway, at 6:18, local news, timeless hit to WRJN. If you're heading to the pumpkin patch this weekend, here are some tips on how to bring home the best pumpkin. First of all, check the pumpkins for soft spots and mold. You don't want that. Look for ones that have their handle or stem intact. And pumpkins with flat walls and no deep ribs, easier to carve. So there you go, your tips for picking up a pumpkin this weekend. Right now, I got Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're not watching Task, you absolutely should be. I wrote about the first episode, and now the last episode is at hand, so you have a whole week to catch up before the finale. Jamie McShane plays the main bad guy and was a guest on Nightlight last night. He is surrounded by an incredible cast, including Wisconsin-born Mark Ruffalo and Martha Plimpton. Ruffalo plays an FBI agent who heads up a task force that investigates home invasions. McShane and Ruffalo squared off in a great fight scene in last week's episode. Task drops Sunday nights on HBO. I guess it was only a matter of time. Taylor Swift attended the Kansas City Chiefs-Detroit Lions game on Sunday Night Football, her first live appearance at a Chiefs game since announcing her engagement to the future Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. The Chiefs won the game 30-17. I like Taylor Swift, but if she's a good luck charm to the Chiefs, I hope she starts staying home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I may not mean much to you, but I did look up who was in the movie Uptight. Raymond St. Jacques, Ruby Dee, as I mentioned, Frank Silvera. He's in a lot of Westerns, too. He was good. Roscoe Lee Brown, Julian Mayfield. He was a, this was his only movie he ever made, and he was the star of the movie, actually. I had to think the other person in here. I don't see his name. Can't find it here. Huh. He was one of the stars in the film. Anyway, so Raymond St. Jacques was, he's the top billed guy in the film. It was directed by Jules Dassin. A good movie, Uptight. I just don't know how they did it. It's 6:20 local news time. Let's say it's WRJN, our morning show every day, brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen. My heart goes by you.
Anthony and the Imperials. My brother used to play with that group, Little Anthony and the Imperials. Yeah, and Tears on My Pillow. It's 626 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Partly sunny on tap today. Highs near 65, cloudy. A shower likely mainly after 3 o'clock in the morning. Lows around 54 degrees. And tomorrow, a chance of showers, 30% chance. Highs near 61. Clear 56 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. I love all my dogs. I don't think my dogs like getting dressed up, and I don't think they would have liked these. Crocs for dogs. They're like normal Crocs, but smaller. They come in sets of four. There's a strap around the ankle so they won't slip off. They claim fans have been asking for dog Crocs for years. Really? Did you ask your dog if they wanted to wear them? So they finally caved in and went for it. And by the way, they cost $30. Oh, one more thing. You can get a matching pair for yourself so you'll be coordinated with your dog. You take a walk, you believe it?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag. But then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep, dark hole, and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Kenny Rogers and his group, The First Edition. I just dropped in. It ends one of these times. There we go. It's exactly 6:30 on the nose. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. September home sales tell two different stories in Racine and Kenosha. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County home sales went down nearly 7% from last year. Kenosha County saw a big jump of almost 40%. Even with the shifts, Racine sold more homes overall with 201 sales compared to Kenosha's 180. Listings tell a different tale.
We're seeing that at a few more homes on the market, up nearly 3%, but Kenosha's available homes dropped by about 8%. Realtors say there's still a supply crunch that is making homes more expensive for everyone. And the warning went out yesterday for anyone with backyard chickens in Racine County. The bird flu has shown up in a local flock, and state agriculture officials say the birds had to be euthanized to stop the virus from spreading. The H5N1 strain is highly contagious and deadly to birds. Farmers and those with chickens are urged to step up cleaning and follow safety rules. The state also wants owners to check their location on their bird flu map and report any signs of illness fast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For some, the hunt has already begun. Others are getting ready. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And if you're successful in your hunt, you might be thinking about how you can use that meat. One of our Wisconsin meat science experts gives you suggestions. Next.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar is one of our University Extension meat specialists, and he says for those of you that are looking to extend the life of the meat that you harvest, jerky is a very good option. And he's got some suggestions about the basic do's if you want to make your own jerky.
Slice jerky to a good thickness, typically about a quarter inch thick is ideal, and a lot of people like to take whole pieces of meat, put them into a freezer for a little bit to firm things up, and then slice. And if you have a really good sharp knife, you can absolutely do this by hand. You just have to be a little careful and take your time. And then get some salt, get some sugar, maybe some spices if you like maybe some black pepper, maybe some red pepper, maybe some ginger or garlic. Mix those with the jerky and allow that jerky to absorb that. And then you want to go through some cooking and drying process.
Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension meat specialist, with some suggestions on what you can do with that harvested meat. Jerky, a good option. And don't forget, there's all kinds of flavors. Just take a look at what's available at your local grocery store. One very popular flavor, teriyaki. And that's simply using soy sauce.
We're number one! We're number one!
The Pioneer brand 4-seed endless corn team beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed corn rootworm.
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility, yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
And another case of high-path avian influenza has been detected in a backyard poultry flock in Racine County. The birds have all been depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminding all livestock owners and anyone that owns birds to practice good biosecurity measures as migratory birds pass over Wisconsin as they head south. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Tuesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny at a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. It's 57 at our studios.
Summertime, we went to a bunch of fairs, too. It's amazing how your perspective on fairs changes. Because as a kid, you're like, the fair, there's a fair! As an adult, you're like, that looks dangerous. Are they cooking in that truck? We used to go to the fair to see the biggest pig in the county. Now we go to the fair to be the biggest pig in the county. Some of that food at fairs, it's ridiculous. Deep fried Oreos, okay. Deep fried Twinkies, maybe. Deep fried butter, no.
You know how occasionally you'll eat a stick of butter? What if we deep fried it?
No. It's wrong. I mean, it's delicious. But it's wrong.
There's no health inspector at the fair. That's why they can do that. Because everything at the fair is very temporary, meaning when the cops come, they can leave. And some of those rides don't look safe. I'll just let my kids go first. No sense in us all dying. But you never want to be judgmental at the fair. You're always like, you know what? I'm sure this ride's fine. You know, I'm sure the guy running the ride, he's probably a structural engineer. We don't know. That's probably how he lost his arm. Yeah.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN. Maybe I know that he's been cheating. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering.
Gore, maybe I know. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 6:38. Good morning on this Tuesday. We're looking for a partly sunny day today with a high near 65, cloudy 58 degrees right now right here at Radio Park. Okay, hard times for the people in Switzerland, and you better hope this doesn't come to this country. A court just ruled that they cannot hide out in the bathroom at work anymore. The Swiss luxury watch brand Singer recently changed his policy and told workers if they need to use the restroom, they need to clock out first. So no hiding out there on company time. Gee, I hope that doesn't come to this country, huh? 6:39 WRJN from A Hard Day's Night. Here are the Beatles. I should have known better. WRJN. time that movie's on TCM, I watch it. A Hard Day's Night, Should Have Known Better, The Beatles, 641, local news, make it 642, local news and timeless hits at WRJM. All right, a new report is out. You're going to want to pay attention to this one. It may affect you, okay? This is a very important report. It looked into which vehicles birds poop on the most. And apparently, it's not random. Although, if you park under trees, power lines, or streetlights, you're kind of asking for it. According to the report, birds tend to hit brown vehicles the most, followed by red and black. White and silver cars rank the lowest. Researchers say birds detect ultraviolet light and have enhanced color vision compared to humans. So the darker the color, the more they stand out, and they're the prime targets. Well, I got a black car. They're always hitting me, so I don't know. And there was, in the report, it mentioned that the shinier the car, the more the bird's going to find it. And that's why when you leave a car wash, there's always bird poop on it as soon as you get out of the car wash. All right, 642, change the topic, 642 at WRJN. Just a little bit longer. Please, 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 please tell them who you're going to. Now how your daddy don't mind and your mommy don't mind if we have another dance, yeah, just the one more. One more time. Said the Zodiacs and Stay, 644 local news, timeless hits, WRJM. Well, here's a timely Halloween decoration. Someone in New Jersey made a Halloween display with tombstones that feature the names of several of Taylor Swift's exes. And apparently there were a lot of them because I saw the picture and the yard's full of them. And they said, we're only able to fit half of them in here. There's also a skeleton of Travis Kelce proposing to a skeleton of Taylor Swift. I didn't realize she had that many exes. The yard is full of them. And they said, we only got half of them. We couldn't fit the others in the backyard. All right, 645, local news, timeless hits. Got the Love and Spoonful now at WRJN and Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. Tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just back the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
You know it. to pity the days that be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, Love and Spoonful, John Sebastian of this group, and Summer in the City. Looking for some partly sunny weather today with a high near 65, cloudy, maybe some showers likely late tonight, maybe after 3 o'clock in the morning, and lows around 54. And then a chance of showers tomorrow, 30% chance, highs near 61, cloudy, 58 degrees, right now at Radio Park. Are weddings getting too expensive for you? Well, according to this new survey, 61% of Americans say they'd consider a corporate sponsorship wedding if the brand covered about half the cost of the wedding. But what if a corporation sponsorship covered 100% of the wedding costs? Well, then in that case, 50% would allow a brand logo at reception tables, on signage, and on invites. Well, that would be okay. 54% would allow the brand to hand out product samples at the wedding. Eh, maybe. 18% would be willing to mention the brand in their wedding vows. No. And 17% would be okay putting the brand's logo on the wedding dress. No. But, you know, just to put a card on the table or maybe hand out samples of the wedding, if they paid 100% of the cost, I don't know. I think I would go for it.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
On September 9, 2025, Milwaukee Radio Alliance LLC, licensee of WZTI-AM, 1290 kHz, Greenfield, Wisconsin, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for assignment of the station's broadcast license to Civic Media Incorporated. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search in WZTI's public file.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people put me down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. Out of there, she loves me, but I don't feel.
with Joe Royal down to the Boondocks. Local news, time Liz sits here at WRJN. TheTropicalFruit.com. Every once in a while, we'll bring this up because they put together these things that happened 10 years ago this week. And here's one I totally forgot about. Playboy magazine announced no more nudity. Remember this? They went PG-13 and said there was no need for nudity anymore. Well, that lasted about a year. UF Hefner's son, Cooper, who ran the magazine, called it a mistake. Nudity came back in 2017. I don't think, is the magazine still there anymore? I don't think it's around anymore. Could you imagine a Playboy PG-13? Do they really think that was going to work? I don't know if the magazine's even there anymore.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found mine.
Seasons. Candy Girl, it's 6:56. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 65. Cloudy, 58 degrees. Currently here at Radio Park. The Witches of TikTok. Who even knew there was a group called the Witches of TikTok? They want to boycott Crock-Pot because they say the company broke their promise to deliver a cauldron this year instead of a Crock-Pot. Can they put a curse on a Crock-Pot company right now? I mean, is that possible? They put a hex on the people who make crockpots? I hope not. It's 6:56 at WRJN. You know, Academy Award-winning actor, forgot his name already. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. I'll have to tell you after the song. Ah, can't believe I'm forgetting this stuff.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around. About time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. Falling
award-winning actor I was thinking about was Cuba Gooding Jr. Remember him from Jerry Maguire? That's his dad in the group there. His father was one of the main people and the main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Stacey Bartsch. She's vice president of brand experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. If you've never heard of the museum, you're in for a treat. She's coming up in just a few minutes. It's exactly 7 o'clock. News time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time in 2 years, the families of the last surviving hostages from Israel are waking up close to their loved ones. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and their families are savoring newfound freedom. And President Trump is back at the White House after a crowning achievement of negotiating the initial phase of peace in Gaza. CBS's Erica Brown.
The president wrapped his one-day trip to the Middle East with a ceremonial signing of the deal.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring